November the 24th.
Official election results.
The official results for the election were announced on Saturday.
270,000 special votes were counted. And all other votes were recounted.
Special votes were votes by people who were not in their own electorate on election day.
Some of these people were overseas, and some were in other parts of New Zealand that day on holiday or business.
The National Party lost one seat on Saturday.
National now has 58.9% of the total vote. Dr. Cam Calder was an MP for only 2 weeks.
The Green Party gained an extra 0.3%, which gave them 6.7% of the total vote, and 9 MPs.
The new Green Party MP is Kennedy Graham, a lecturer in the School of Law at Canterbury University. He is the younger brother of Doug Graham, who was a well-known cabinet minister in an earlier national government. It is interesting that the younger brother is a Green MP and took his seat away from National. Under MMP, a small party has to get at least 5% of the party vote. Then they get 6 MPs. New Zealand First gained only 4.1%, so no MPs. However, if a party gets one person elected to an electoral seat, then their party vote counts. ACT got one person elected, Rodney Hyde in Epsom. Although they got only one MP, they got 3.7% of the party vote, which entitled them to 5 MPs. New Zealand First probably does not think this is very fair. The National Party does not like MMP and would like to change it. In 1993, New Zealanders voted to change from FPP, first past the post, which is like winning a race by running past the post first. Under FPP, the Labour and National parties won all the seats in Parliament. The idea of MMP, mixed member proportional, is to give minor parties some seats. The aim of proportional voting is to match the proportion or percentage of votes with the number of seats in Parliament. MMP is used in Germany, Scotland and Wales. However, there are other proportional systems of voting used in Australia and other countries. We may be asked to vote on this again in the future.